You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Alfredo Lopez is the founder of The Natural Wine Company, a Barcelona-based business launched by Alfredo and the team behind the cult interiors magazine Apartmento. With a heavy focus on organic and biodynamic wines, international subscribers receive 4 to 6 bottles of wine every month, usually from small and independent producers. It's proven a great option for people now across 9 European countries looking for a well-curated cellar. Here's Alfredo now with the story of the Natural Wine Company.
The business, very quickly, is just a natural wine subscription that's based all over Europe. And I guess that concept isn't the most new. Like, people have been doing this for a long time, but what's different from ours is the fact that it doesn't come from a bottle shop. So mostly wine subscriptions come from either an online or a physical store. And so what we try to do is actually curate a sort of box each month for our subscribers. And the business involves myself, that I've been exporting and in the natural wine business for a few years now, and Apartmento, which is a publishing house, and a lot of things, basically. We're both based here in Barcelona, and if I can speak as Apartmento as a singular identity, even though there's lots of people involved, like, we've been friends for years now. And so I guess initially, my encounter in the natural wine scene was a personal thing, which was exporting, but being involved in it and sort of exploring the different worlds and the people around it, it came clear to me that there was kind of a gap between, like, the wine world and the people who drink it. And so through conversation, and because, again, us being friends, we would go out and drink natural wine all the time, it was kind of a conversation that evolved, I guess, over time. And we always knew that we wanted to do something together, but we weren't sure exactly what or how or when. And so then we thought of this, and it did naturally just grow into, like, a beautiful thing, both because of what I bring to the table and what they bring to the table as well. We've been conceptually open for about 6 months. And to be honest, we're extremely happy in the growth that we've had. And so, like you said, what we do is curate a monthly selection of wines. The idea being that these wines are potentially unknown or special for whatever reason, a special producer, small production, or just even a unique cuvée from a known producer. And the idea or title of a special wine can mean very different things depending on where you are. So maybe a Catalan producer here for someone in Spanish isn't that special, but for someone in Slovenia, it is. And so what we find is, in trying to curate these boxes, we make things just interesting for everyone. And an exploration in the natural wine scene and where the wine comes from is something that we, like, strongly believe in. And so I think with that approach, and for other people feeling that they want to explore, and no one's assuming that we're going to tell you what people like, it's kind of an open platform. And I think that's unique for a sort of, like, wine culture, where previously it's been a lot of sommeliers or higher ups trying to tell you what's good or what's better. And for us, it's more of an exploration. We're approaching 150 subscribers. That's been a steady growth each month, so I'm not really sure how to divide that in. But yeah, every month we're continually growing, and there's obviously a few people who subscribe for more of a gift. And so it shows up as if it were a long-time subscriber, and then they come down. But in general, those are the kind of numbers since we started. I think the first month is very largely based on friends and family, and we could have maybe had 20 to 30. And that's where we're at now. And so we'll see where we finish off in the end of the year. And you're right, like, the idea that we are obliged or wanting to spend more time in home has definitely given it a boost. But I think it's also a different type of consumption when you're going out and drinking and having a curated box coming to your home every month. I think growth in general, you can make your predictions and sort of analyze where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And I think what I've especially liked is that it's been a steady growth of 20 to 30 subscribers each month. And it's manageable, both in logistics-wise and how customer service and all these types of things. And we're basically growing alongside the company and seeing where we need to improve on or things that we see that we're doing really well. And so we should focus on that and different types of markets as well. Finally, now with these numbers, we're starting to realize a little bit more of like who are our clients. Because when we started, we have a general idea, and like in most businesses, you'd like to create this ideal client that you think is going to be, but often, I guess, the market and the timing when you launch and whatnot often shows you a different outcome. And so we're flexible with that and definitely like starting to see where we're positioning ourselves with all this. I don't know if so specific in terms of age or demographic or country is super something we're focusing on. And we're definitely seeing trends for sure. And I think one of them is people who are a little bit more isolated, it's very appealing, or countries where lots of natural wine isn't necessarily super accessible. So that's one thing that we're noticing. And also the idea of being able to get something foreign to you. So we're a Spanish-based company and we obviously have more ties with Spanish producers. And so we're noticing that more Northern European countries are interested in this. And also I think the pricing that we have, depending on which country you are, is interesting as well. Like if you're far removed and even if a distributor imports, you know, pallets of wines, and once it goes through customs and whatnot, the price becomes a certain thing, let's say in Sweden, as opposed to Portugal. And so we're definitely noticing this, that a lot of people are realizing that these are greatly priced wines that potentially you can't even get in your country. So I think that's a bonus for us. You always think you know what people want. And I guess that's why you start a business, is thinking that there's a market for it. But in subscription-based, at least for us, it's been, I don't know if you want to consider it slow or not, but it's been gradual. And being open to what people are telling you is by far has been like one of our strongest points, I think, in terms of where we're leading this company to and what we want to offer to people. I love natural wine and wine in general. And I think a positive way to approach a business is having the passion behind it. And with that as a base, then, you know, hopefully you get rich. But I think especially nowadays, people also notice when a business is purely monetary based and there's nothing behind it. And the way we communicate and the way we choose our wines and everything, I think, shows that this first started from a love of drinking wine and visiting producers and learning more stories, and then later translated into a business.
Alfredo Lopez, founder of The Natural Wine Company. You can learn more about the brand in issue 138 of Monocle Magazine. My thanks to Alfredo and to Louis Harnett O'Mara for conducting the interview. My thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.